quite a while back, where most people were farmers, mm-hmm. and most small farmers, and usually relatives stayed within more or less the same neighborhood, and did kill pigs for their use, for their, all their meat and their lard. We wouldn't buy grease or cooking oil, they didn't have that. So we'd fatten up some pigs, and everybody in the neighborhood would come help. It was a big job, so we'd get together, we'd make a boucherie, they call it. We'd slaughter the pigs, and then we'd melt the lard, we'd make some boudin, sausage and stuff. And usually, when somebody'd help you, you'd give them a mess of meat, you know, to go home. Then he'd have fresh meat for a while, and when the next fella would kill his house, everybody else would go there, you know, within, let's say, the family. If he had a, if you had two, three brothers living within the neighborhood, usually your brothers would come help you with your boucherie, with your slaughter of your hogs, and you'd give them each a mess of meat. And when you'd go, well, he'd give you a mess, it'd come out about even, you know, and then you'd get the help to kill. If you're killing three or four hogs, it gets to be a lot of work to handle. You can't handle it by yourself.
How many did y'all kill last week?
One. We just killed one. We don't raise hogs like we used to. We just had that one and killed it. To have fresh meat.
What else did people do as a whole group like that?
Well, most anything and everything. We need to build a house or barn.
What would they call that?
A kudma.
A what?
A kudma.
What does that mean?
A kudma is like what you call in English, you call it a working bee or something, you know, it's the same thing. It means everybody give you a helping hand. If you're raising a barn, somebody come over there, neighbors help you put up your barn or change a roof on your house or something, anything that required a lot of help.
Uh-huh. Do people still do that?
Very little, but it's still going on. When I raised this house, that was about 17 years ago, yeah, 18 years ago. And I was working with a bunch of fellas, and they, one Sunday, made a barbecue, and everybody came, and we put up all the walls and the roof in one day on this house, and that was a lot. We were about 15 of us. And then we helped each other out still. Somebody needs a little help, you know. Oh, yeah.
You said you gutted the house. What inside parts of the house?
Well, you have your guts and your heart and your liver and the kidney and so forth. But you have to take all that out just like anything.
What can you make with the guts?
Well, you can make boudin or sausage.
Do you ever hear chitlins?
Chitlins. We call that in French, that's an andouille. I think we're talking about the same thing. And it's just guts, stuffed with a gut. And we call that an andouille. An andouille? Andouille.
And do you ever hear of anything called haslet or horselet?
Nope.
And the kind of salted pork that you can use for boiling with greens. You call it
salt meat.
Any other names for it?
That's what we usually call it, salt meat.
And the kind of meat that you buy already sliced nowadays to eat with eggs?
Bacon.
Do you ever hear people talk about a side of bacon or
a side of bacon is. You call it a side because it's made with the side of a hog, usually.
Mm-hmm. What do you call the outside part that you can cut off before you slice it?
The skin.
And the person who kills and sells meat would be called a
butcher.